sure it's good to have company up here now. As most of you know, actor Paul Newman started a food company several years ago, and many products now bear his name, Newman's Own. And he has all of the profits from this business go to charitable causes. Newman helped to build a camp for critically ill children. It's called the Hole in the Wall Gang Camp. Of course, after the film Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. Well, one summer session, Newman was sitting at a table one day with one of the campers there who asked him who he was. And the actor reached over for a carton of Newman's Own lemonade, and he showed the boy his likeness on the container. He said, "This is me." Well, wide-eyed, that camper looked at the picture on the food carton and asked, "Are you lost or something?" That's a good question. It's a frightening thing to be lost. There's a story of a few years ago, Pat Croce, the president of the Philadelphia 76ers basketball team, decided that he wanted to get his helicopter license. And after hours of instruction by a veteran helicopter pilot, Pat felt ready to take his first solo flight. Everything went smoothly until Pat noticed some power lines below him. And the thought of making a mistake and flying into those power lines sent him into a panic. He decided to turn the chopper around and head back to the landing strip. He radioed the control tower to tell them he was just 5 miles from the landing strip, but as he got closer to his goal, Pat realized that he was off course. He had paid attention to every part of his training except this one minor detail. He hadn't listened carefully when the instructor told him where the airport was. He was so intent on learning how to fly that he'd ignored this small but crucial piece of information. Instead of heading for the landing strip, he was headed straight for a Kmart parking lot. He was lost and he was terrified and running out of fuel when the control tower checked in to ask why he hadn't landed. He readily admitted his mistake, and with their help, Pat made a safe landing. But if you've ever been lost, I mean really lost, you know what a helpless feeling that is. In a book titled A Guide to the Parables of Jesus, the author tells the story of having been on an ocean liner headed out in the Middle East area. 900 miles out to sea, a sail was sighted on the horizon. As the cruise ship drew closer, the passengers saw that the boat, a small sloop flying a Turkish flag, had run up a distress signal. It was through a faulty chronometer or immature navigation that the small vessel became lost. And for nearly an hour, the cruise ship circled the little boat, giving its crew the correct latitude and longitude. Naturally, the passengers on the cruise ship were greatly interested in the crisis, and a boy of about 12 standing on the deck remarked out loud to himself, "It's a big ocean to be lost in." Well, he, of course, was speaking of a physical ocean, but there are so many people who are lost in a spiritual sense, in an emotional sense. And what many of them discover, too, is that it's a big ocean out there to be lost in. In Luke 15, Jesus speaks to the experience of being lost. He describes three situations in which precious possessions were lost. A lost sheep, a lost coin, and after the lesson that Barry led, a lost son. We're going to focus on the first of these, the lost sheep. Let me remind you the story. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Does he not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. And then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I found my lost sheep." I tell you that in the same way there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. Our God is the God of lost sheep. That's what Jesus is saying to us. God notices when one tiny lamb wanders away from the flock. And God is willing to get his hands dirty bringing that lamb home. That's who God is, and that's how much God cares. One little lamb goes astray, and God is willing to leave all the nice lambs who stay at home and go through the briars and the brambles until God finds that one lost lamb. It's a beautiful image that every Christian should cherish. Whether you've ever been lost or whether you have someone you love who is lost right now, it's a great comfort that God cares about those who have gone astray. The picture of God as a shepherd is an interesting one. It's at least as old as the 23rd Psalm. "We all know the Lord is my shepherd." Jesus makes use of this image several times, and we've talked before about the image of shepherds in most societies. It's not a very good image. There's an old Spanish folktale about a doctor and a rancher and a shepherd who get into an argument about which one of them is the smartest. The doctor, of course, is an educated man, a little on the arrogant side. He claims to be the one who is most knowledgeable. The rancher is a man who is wealthy and powerful, and he believes that he is smarter. They look down on the shepherd because he's uneducated, and like many shepherds in his region, he smells an awful lot like his sheep. The proprietor of the general store challenged these three men to complete a task. Excuse me. For months, she's tried to get a skunk that is camped out in her shed out of there. And whichever man can rid the skunk will be judged the smartest of the three. Well, the doctor goes in first, and after just 1 minute in the shed, he comes running out holding his nose. The rancher is the one who goes in second, and he lasts about 75 seconds before he too comes out holding his nose. Finally, the shepherd goes in, and a minute later, the skunk comes running out of the shed holding his nose. And the shepherd is crowned the smartest of the three. Need a little wet here. Well, in Palestine 2,000 years ago, shepherds rarely bathed. In that dry and dusty land, water was a luxury, and it was used primarily for drinking and for caring for the sheep, not bathing. The shepherd spent most of his time around sheep, not other people. So to identify God with a shepherd was hardly a compliment in this story. A comparable picture of God for today might be an image of God spending his hours in flop houses where drug addicts finish out their days poking their arms with unsanitary needles. It might be a picture of God who spends his hours in the garbage heaps of South American cities where children scavenge for food. It's a picture of God stretched out naked on a cross in the company of thieves. The picture screams out, this is how much God loves us. This is the God of lost sheep. Now, let's focus for a moment on the sheep. Sheep don't have a very good reputation or image either, do they? As someone has said, if you were starting your own sports team and needed a mascot, you might consider choosing the lions or tigers or eagles or bears. Well, not bears. They give us a sense of power and independence. But I would seriously doubt that that anyone would consider their mascot to be a sheep. Sheep aren't known for their agility, their strength, or their independence. That's why sheep require a shepherd. They have a tendency to do dumb things. Do I need to say to you that people do many more dumb things than do sheep? No sheep has ever been charged with abusing its own lamb. No sheep has ever been charged with stealing from a neighbor or with murder. Sheep don't knowingly abuse their own bodies or minds. They don't hate other sheep who are of a different color or economic level or religion. Sheep only have one or two ways they can become lost. But humans have thousands. And we seem to be inventing new ones every day. My guess is that all of us feel lost from time to time. Some of us have hurts that were inflicted on us early in our lives. And those hurts still cause us pain. They may even cause us to lash out at others or to act self-destructively. We may not even know why we are doing some of the dumb things that we do. It's like we're driven. Sometimes we don't seem to be able to help ourselves, and that's why we need a shepherd. That's why we need a God of lost sheep. That's why we need a God who gets his hands dirty and comes to us right where we are. There is a painting which depicts a lamb who has obviously strayed away from its flock and now struggles to find its way through this tangled thicket. And you can see in the painting that the other side of the thicket has a wonderful green pasture. And the rest of the flock is already there. But what's so striking about this picture is a detail that one almost misses at first glance. Amidst the tangled brush to the left of the lamb, you can barely make out the figure of a man, his shepherd's crook ready to reach out should that striving creature be unable to move anymore. In his eyes, all the tension that love always feels when a loved one is struggling. But for now, the shepherd waits. Sometimes he waits for you and for me. Are you feeling lost today? Is life getting you down? There are 1,000 ways that we can feel lost when we come into this room each and every week. But there's only one way to be found, and that is to open yourself up to the love of the Good Shepherd. And that we can count on. Amen.